The media accounts of his relationship with the president are largely true. When we get an assignment in the military, we call them orders. And this was a set of orders he would gladly have passed on. But like a good soldier, he shouldered the pack and stepped into the White House to do what he could to create at least part of a guardrail system around this mercurial and unstable president. McMaster is a good judge of character. From the beginning, he knew he would deal with whipsaw views on the key elements of foreign policy, like watching positions on North Korea lurch from fire and fury to accepting a meeting with Kim Jong-un to cut a big, beautiful deal. No national security advisor could bring order out of the policy chaos any more than McMaster's fellow general John Kelly could bring order to the process chaos. This is a president who revels in chaos. For a national security team, that gives birth to the worst quality from an international perspective, especially an allied one: inconsistency. Trump has said he doesn't want our enemies to know what we are thinking. The problem is, neither do our friends, nor even, it seems at times, do we ourselves. McMaster worked hard to bring talent to the security, to the National Security Council staff, avoid turf battles, and generate a coherent national security strategy. When the strategy came out, I chatted with McMaster about it, and he said America first doesn't have to mean America alone. He managed to make the document shockingly normal. While dropping out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Paris Climate Accord were battles he could not win, he managed to at least keep a sense of mainstream foreign policy choices in play: a strong NATO, Asian alliances countering a resurgent Russia and a rising China, a focus on cyber and energy, and other reasonable positions.